Today is Friday, December 10th. You're listening to The Mind War on Rant Radio. Ship talking today with just Doug.
Yo.
Yeah, there's Doug. Coder's out. It's Friday. I don't really blame him. You know, I mean, doing the show every night at midnight, fucking having a little bit of a social life might be a little difficult. So anyhow, today we got one email, and we're going to talk about a very near subject to me. Well, maybe not so near, but definitely something that's always been on my mind every day, and this is the Oklahoma City bombing. Terry McVeigh, from Michigan, and, I'm from Michigan, so hey, maybe I blew up a little bit. But, first we're going to, ramble off this email from AJ Unknown. He says, yo, hey, how's it going? Basically, he's saying that, actually, Doug, he was saying that he likes, or more people like the Mind War better than Default.
That's true. It's kind of mixed. Some people are saying go back to Default. Some people are saying the show is better than Default. So it just depends on who you are.
Yeah, he said that we should have Lucky on as a guest, but Lucky and I don't really get along, so it's probably not going to happen. So anyway, just to say that, right there to get it out in the open, that's not going to happen. Anyhow, Oklahoma
City. You on the show, at least.
Right. I don't think it's going to go over real well. Probably not. So, Oklahoma City bombing. Everyone remembers that. It happened a bunch of years ago. This building out in the middle of Oklahoma City got blown up. Oklahoma, kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. Drove through it once. It sucked. There's a lot of interesting things about Oklahoma City bombing. The official story is that Terry McVeigh drove a Ryder truck up to the building and, had a whole bunch of explosives in it. And blew up the truck and thereby damaging the building. They claim that Terry McVeigh spent, I think it was a year or maybe even years planning this. Yet, when he was driving there, he asked for directions how to get to the building from a local gas station. Interestingly enough, the gas station attendant who gave him the directions also remembered seeing a second individual in the vehicle with him, which is interesting in that the official story doesn't really account for that. John Doe number 2, it was called early in the investigation before they managed to get rid of it out of the media. There's some other interesting factors about the Oklahoma City bombing. One is the large amount of sworn affidavits, and these aren't from crazy people. These are from actual, realistic things like the DOD Atlantic Command memo right here, where it definitely reports at least 2 bombs that were found in the Murrah building that weren't just, they were found 2 additional bombs. Tiffany Bible, a ER driver, also noted the ATF employees were not actually in the building at the time of the explosion. They were all outside of the building. In her sworn affidavit, she attests that the ATF agents found the first bomb that was exploded was on the pipelines, the gas pipelines, in the basement of the building, which is a far cry from a truck bomb. You know, even looking at the initial impact, or the initial photos of the accident, you can see that there wasn't actually that much of an impact crater from the truck that blew up. There's some other interesting stuff there, too. United States Geological Survey, as well as the Oklahoma University, both found, in their seismographs, they both had two separate explosions 10 seconds apart, which kind of makes things a little weird. The initial news reporting from Channel 5 out there in Oklahoma definitely showed footage of a second bomb being removed from the building. So, you know, it's really kind of weird. Like, we have this story on one hand of Terry McVeigh, this crazy nut from Michigan, who blew up this building because of Waco, for which it should be noted in Tiffany Bible's affidavit, she said that the ATF employees on the outside of the building, about 10 minutes after the explosion, said that it was in retaliation for Waco, even before there had been even any type of investigation. This is a little odd to me. Let's see. Oh, the FEMA stipulation report also reports at least two additional bombs being found in the building. The U.S. Forces Command daily log, once again, says at least two more bombs were found in the building. Oh, and there was some other stuff about how one of the ATF employees claims that he was trapped in an elevator. This was a lie. Virgil Steele, the elevator inspector for the building, definitely said that there were not any people trapped in elevators. He worked all night or all day long on freeing people from the building, and he didn't find a single person in any of the elevators. He also restored all the elevators to working order. He said the only thing that were wrong with any of them was the fact that there were power cuts. So yeah, I don't know what else. Yeah, this just kind of makes you wonder. yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, wait, we don't have any more emails, or?
No. I can keep on going on about this. I just need somebody else to be like,
Yep.
Okay, see, there it is. Oh, there you go. That makes it all better for me.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Like you're on the page, you're just, like, talking about Mike in an empty room, like, and, hello.
Well, you know, my room's like 9 feet by 9 feet, so it always feels like a fucking prison cell. So, like, whenever I'm in here, like, you know, there's, like, nothing going on. I'm like, oh, I'm that crazy guy in the prison cell talking to himself about the Oklahoma City bombing. Excellent.
Yeah, seriously.
you know, there's some other funny stuff, too. The, the lead in thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lead inspector for the federal bomb investigation that went on afterwards was actually checked in his hotel midnight the night before. He's actually on the camera security the hotel security video. It's just absolutely ridiculous. He claims that he drove like 100 miles an hour to get there early in the morning, which is a lot. He was there the night before. There's some other interesting things, too. If you actually look at the explosion, you'll notice that there's actually three rows of columns deep inside the building, row A, row B, and row C. None of row C were destroyed, but one of row B was, and all of row A was, at least in terms of like the circumference of the explosion. But the column that B was exploded was off to the side, and it was like B2 or B3 that collapsed, which shouldn't have collapsed if there had been an actual truck bomb outside, unless, of course, D3 had been completely and utterly structurally unsound and wouldn't have passed building code inspection.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit weird how, like, you know, there was irregularities in the explosion, how there wasn't a large enough impact for the truck bomb to actually explode. The fact that the DHEF said the first bomb had exploded inside the basement of the building around the gas mains. And then not to discount any of the initial coverage of it from the local news authorities there, who definitely showed additional bombs being taken out of the building. So, you know, you have to, like, kind of ask yourself here, like, what is the, you know, like, why do they do this? And it's definitely an interesting one. You know, I mean, like, did they do it to start the whole oppression of our own people?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people in the conspiracy theories say that, like, the second John Doe, if you remember the other guy in the Ryder truck, was Arab or Arab.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an interesting statement to make that. I don't really agree with it. I think there might have been another guy in there, but I think the whole fucking, or I think it's obvious that the Ryder truck was just a red herring. I think there was no bomb in the Ryder truck. The explosion came from within the building. But I just want to know what kind of fucked up agency would tip off the 17 BATF employees of the building. So they weren't even in the building when the bomb happened. Except, of course, the one claims he was an elevator, which was disproven by the elevator, like, repair guy that works in the building. You know, and what the fuck, you know, they let all that fucking, the daycare next door.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty fucking shady. But yeah, that's our fucking government for you, you know? And they just,
It is elite.
Yeah, and they really want to go for it. But the best part about the Tiffany Bible one is that she says that, like, when she got there, approximately, I believe it's about 10 minutes after the actual explosion happened, she said that the ATF employees were in their bomb gear. And it should be noted that their bomb gear takes approximately 30 minutes to put on.
Oh.
So these dudes at least had a 20-minute head start. It's like, well, how did they get all their stuff on so quick? Well, you know, they're just really, really, really in a hurry that.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, God, it's just really sick. And Alex Jones covers quite a bit of this. Not necessarily, he doesn't really cover all the affidavits. He does mention the Tiffany Bible report. But, he does do a good job of actually having the video footage of the local TV stations. And for that reason, I mean, we definitely haven't been promoting his stuff a lot, but you really ought to check out the 9/11 Road to Tyranny video of his, because the videos in there of Oklahoma City bombing are really worth watching, and I don't think they've really been, I don't think they've gotten out very much. They're...
Yeah.
It's creepy to watch it, too, because you're watching this, all these videos of like, the... our initial coverage, and they're like, you know, they have the commentary or the commentator, and he's like, well, you know, it's hard to feel lucky, but, like, you know, it's a good thing that those two additional bombs in the building didn't go off, because according to the federal agents we're talking to, they were more powerful than the first one that went off. Mm-hmm. And yet, the official story is Terry McVeigh with some fertilizer and diesel fuel and a rented Ryder truck out front asking for directions at the fucking gas station, yet he planned the attack for, like, 2 years prior, which is just a fanciful hallucination. That totally contradicts. You know, there's been a handful of independent bomb investigations, and I don't remember the people's names, but and there hasn't been a single independent investigation of that bomb explosion that stated that it could have even possibly been a truck outside. Like, there's no way. Like, anyone who's looked at this thing, with the exception of the official investigation report, has concluded that there were bombs inside the building. And also, it should be noted that not only did the seismographs report that, but a number of eyewitnesses report bomb blasts, being two of them.
Huh.
Which is really kind of weird. That, you know, and these aren't people who are, like, across town or anything. These are people who are across the street. And the Alex Jones video, he does interview a couple of them, which is really cool to see it actually on tape, instead of just, like, you know, reading something about it in the fucking... Yeah, online or anything, or in a magazine.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's kind of creepy.
You know, there's really not that much headlines going in the news today, either.
No. You know, over here in Washington, we're still counting some ballots.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're doing the hand recount. Apparently they found an additional, like, one or two for, like, the Democrat, and, like, an additional, like, eight or nine for the Republican.
Yeah.
But you would think by now that we would have this whole count and votes thing down.
I don't understand that at all. Like, still counting votes, man.
I mean, like, you know, technological improvements aside, like, we've been doing this for, like, what, 250 years now? You know, give or take? Or, I guess, give a little. But, like, we've been doing this for over 250 years.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think that somebody would know how to fucking count ballots. It hasn't been 250 years, but it's fucking close. I mean, the point here is, you know, what the fuck? Like, how do you not fucking count votes? And, like I said before, you know, I mean, they could have just paid me the $790,000 or $100,000, and I would have fucking told her that she lost. Yeah. I mean, like, right now all they're doing is finding more ballots for the Republican. Yeah, it's really kind of funny.
There's not that much shit going on today. I just got home, like, fucking 30 minutes or before we had to, like, start getting ready for the show. I had to walk all the way home from some AT&T wireless store because I had to replace my SIM card. Charged $25 for that shit.
Yeah,
I got, like, a new prepaid Go phone, and I, like, broke, like, I kept entering, like, the wrong security PIN, and then, like, it just fried my SIM code. Or card, rather.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
No, that's really interesting. I wasn't thinking about going to AT&T, but I was actually going to, like, pay for service.
Yeah. Well, I just use the Go phone service. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, not to, like, turn this into an episode of Default Radio, but, like, cell phones are cool.
Well, what else are we going to talk about?
Right, indeed. You know, fucking Go phone.
I mean, go to news.google.com. There isn't really that much interesting.
No,
shit that it is every day, you know? Oh, Napster Mobile, here we go. Yeah. Fucking Disney to support Blu-ray instead of HD DVD.
Well, did you hear about the, okay, let me go over here. Yeah, 1,326 U.S. military dead so far since we started our little Iraqi thingamajig.
Yeah, wait a minute. Over here in the site tech, it says Yahoo plans desktop search to compete with Google and Microsoft. I thought Yahoo was Google.
No. Yahoo actually, about 6 months ago, somebody feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but about 6 months ago, Yahoo decided that they didn't like Google anymore, and that they were going to go do it themselves.
Oh, so they don't use Google as their search engine anymore.
No, there was quite some conjecture that they pretty much stole their database from Google.
Yeah.
But,
looks like when you, like, go to yahoo.com and you search, it looks like a results page from Google.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's like a clone of Google. It even has, like, the ads, like, the sponsored results on the right that looks just like Google.
Yeah, they tried to keep it just looking the same.
Jesus.
Yeah, the whole idea was that no one would, like, really know, which, I mean, you know, case in point, you didn't.
Wow, I never even, like, actually used Yahoo search. It's exactly like Google.
Yeah, don't ever use Yahoo search. Another, you know, Coder's not here, so actually, you know, now's a good time to talk about Google. Because Google is not the fuzzy bunny, like, company everyone thinks it is. Google is a rather, like, you know, they're a fucking evil corporation, folks. And I'm not saying that corporations aren't inherently evil, but I'm saying Google is one of them.
Okay, well, explain this to me, because I really don't have a side with Google. I know that their search engine is better than any other search engine I've used.
Oh, unquestionably. Their search engine kicks everyone else's ass, and I fucking use Google, and, like, I fucking use Gmail.
Yeah, that's the only thing besides that, and their news searching, but I go to news from other websites as well, but
right.
That's pretty much all I use. I don't really like Gmail.
No, actually, there's a, I fucking don't have the website in front of me, but, there's a couple of Google conspiracy sites out there, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, there's some problems with their, ranking system.
Yeah, I've heard things about that.
Right, and there's also some other argument about, what is it? You know, and, like, this has been debated back and forth, and Google's never actually, like, come out and said anything, one way or the other. But, there might be a problem with Google's indexing in terms of the web pages.
Uh-huh.
And there's a theory that they've actually run out of available indexes.
Really?
Right, and, like, you know, there's, like, there's a couple different things that Google does. They run, like, one every four times a year that's kind of like a deep clean, synchronizing their database with their, like, spidered results. And then they have, like, an additional update that occur, like, period sporadically through them, and people were noticing that Google wasn't really updating all that many websites in that period. Also, seeing that if you had enough pages on your system, Google actually would, like, crap out and not work for it. Like, I can't remember if it was, like, more than, like, 1,000 or so, which, you know, people, like, will be like, well, who the fucking has a forum? The fucking 1,000 pages on their website. Well, you know, I fucking would say probably Ben Rev, the fucking forums.
Yeah.
There's probably more than 1,000 pages there. You know, I mean, that's a perfect example. Or, you know, anyone who has products on their site, or anyone who, you know, really has a shitload of content. And there's been a lot of conjecture about how Google isn't really doing all that great of a job ranking, how they're doing a really poor job of adding new results, how new domain managers are having like, a real hard time getting their sites accurately listed in Google. And,
yeah.
There's definitely a lot of shit over it. And don't get me wrong, like, I fucking use Google all the time. Fuck, I even use Frugal. I'm fucking on Ork. Or whatever, O-R-K-U-T, whatever the fuck you pronounce that thing.
Yeah, I've just started playing with Frugal recently. It's actually been pretty cool.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it saves me a lot of time. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I just like to issue words of caution. I mean, just because fucking, you know, the fluoride in your water makes it taste better or whatever, like, doesn't mean it's good for you. I guess it was a bad example, because fluoride didn't really taste like shit. But,
Wait, what tastes like shit? Water?
No, fucking fluoride.
Oh, I was going to be like, what? Yeah, well, speaking of fluoride, we were supposed to get Prism on here, but he was at work because he was going to report from the health farm. He's supposed to be on this week, and I guess maybe next week, maybe the week after.
Well, he got a job, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even know Prism had a job, but fucking, I don't know when he'll be on. I don't want to promise anything.
He doesn't want anyone to know that he's a male stripper. Oh, shit.
Oh, owned.
Yeah. You know, Prism's got a pretty hot body. It's all the health stuff, you know?
Did you just say Prism is a hot body?
Yeah,
it's
obviously lying.
Time to, like, start wrapping this up.
Obviously lying if you've ever seen a picture of Prism.
Oh, man. It's all that fluoride to him.
Right. Fluoride
of death. Oh, wait.
All that methamphetamine to just keep him really a trim figure.
Oh, man. He's going to kill us.
No, he never listens to these episodes.
The best is how he's all like, I don't do any, you know, I don't have any fluoride or aspartame. All that stuff's bad for you. I like to stay healthy. Well, I'll be back. I'm going to do some math.
Well, fucking, one of the guys that I work with, I guess I don't really work with him. He's in a different department. But anyway, like, his wife packs him, like, this huge fucking lunch every day. Like, he doesn't eat half of it. So he, like, throws it out on the fucking street or the, like, you know, lunchroom table. And, like, everyone makes a mad dash for it. So we're a bunch of poor-ass bike messengers who make, you know, like, no money. So, like, none of us eat anything. So anyway, I grab, like, this thing of, like, yogurt. And, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, I'm not like, really psyched with this. Like, I honestly like yogurt, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it, and, like, it's all, like, contains aspartame.
What the fuck do you
put aspartame in yogurt for?
To control you.
I know. It's sick and disgusting. Well, this one was weird because it actually had it like on big letters, like it was advertising it. It was like, this has aspartame.
Now with 100% more aspartame.
Right. It's fucking like, yay. Sometimes I don't really understand it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. That's what you get for fucking eating that healthy fucking fat-free food.
Yep. Well, I guess that would be in fucking yogurt if it's, like, fat-free.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel bad for that dude's wife, because, I mean, like, she fucking makes him, like, these huge fucking... I mean, like, I don't really get it, because, like, you know, I mean, like, you gotta think, like, he's paying for all that food. Or, you know, maybe she has a job, too. But either way, like, they're living in, like, a shared household, presumably being, like, you know, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Like, we could assume that they have shared finances. So, like, every single day, like, he's racking down, like, he drops off, like, you know, a pear, like, an apple, like, some type of, like, you know, breakfast bar, and, like, you know, a thing of yogurt or something.
Yeah.
And, like, you're looking at that, and you're like, dude, that's, like, a dollar or so. You know, I mean, like, look around the table here. Like, everyone else here is eating for, like, a dollar. You know? He dropped off, like, better than food than, like, what we're eating. And then, like, he still has enough to eat for lunch with. Yeah, well, whatever. You know, I get myself a free, like, breakfast bar every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm bad. I mean, I know a lot of shit's bad for you, but, you know, I'm a huge soda pop, like, fucking whore, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's just the caffeine, and because I'm not really that adapted to fucking coffee.
Yeah. Well, you're like fit enough where like you can, you know, do that shit.
That's true.
I mean, once you become like one of these like 250-pounders, like you might want to like think about like cutting down your soda consumption. Cause, like, there's nothing but sugar.
Yeah. Well,
it's just horrible for your teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That I can give you definitely an answer for that.
Yeah, just
that's why I need to brush it with my fluoride toothpaste.
Right. You know, you can get non-fluorinated toothpaste. In fact, like that stuff's like 10 times
yeah.
better. Whatever that stuff is, it's like the herbal stuff. It's like doesn't have like anything added to it. This stuff is awesome, man. It's fucking the ginger one. It's fucking rad. That's totally.
Yeah, they do have like non-fluoride. Because I think Prism was telling me about that they have a. Like, he uses non-fluoride toothpaste, and then he doesn't even use deodorant. He rubs in his pits with fucking, alcohol?
Dude, that wouldn't make it smell good.
No, it's not that fat to make it smell good. I guess it just fucking gets rid of the odor or some shit.
I totally found that, like, you know, and, like, I've come around plenty of people, and, like, no one really ever complains about my, like, stench.
Yeah.
Like,
the thing. Like, you know, the whole fucking teenage thing, you know, with, like...
Yeah, I guess, like, when you're a teenager, you have to worry about that stuff. But, like, when I was, like, 20, I stopped wearing it, because I was just like, you know, I honestly don't need it. And, like, I think a lot of people just kind of get into that rut where they just, like, always put it on. You know, I say, like, you know, hey, take a fucking Sunday off of it and fucking, you know, go run around or whatever. I think you're going to find out that you don't really need to use those chemicals on your body every day.
Yeah.
And like, maybe if you know you're a business guy or whatever, it's like, you know, throw a fucking stick of, like, shirt in your office drawer or something. You know, and like,
you know, around your neck.
Right. You know, get a meeting with the boss or something, throw some on or whatever. It's like you're that worried about it. But, you know, I mean, do your body a favor. It's like fucking abusing it with chemicals. Like, you know, I hate to sound like a health nut, but on the same hand, like, it just, that wasn't how it was supposed to work. You know, your body is supposed to take care of itself.
Yep.
Pump it, throw weird shit all the time, and not treating it right, and eating fucking crappy food. You know, yeah. Eating meat all the time. Actually, yeah, we've actually managed to get through 30 minutes of this shit.
We actually managed to get through fucking 30 minutes of this shit. That's awesome.
Right. I don't know. Doug, got any shouts?
Yeah, I do. I got to give a shout-out to Sub-Zero from Geek Love Radio. And, wait, I got to think. Valentine's Day in February. Be sure to actually fucking turn on to that Tech TV network. Because those guys from Geek Love Radio are going to be on. Pretty cool. Cool invitation, you know.
You guys from Geek Love Radio should hit somebody on stage.
Yeah, I try to get fucking tickets, but I don't. They don't have like any kind of audience anymore. I think they stopped doing that.
I guess my shots are going to go to PBR and the meteorologists who lied about the weather in Seattle today.
Why?
Like all the fucking weather predictions were supposed to be for like 24 hours of torrential downpour in like 34 degrees.
Yeah.
So, like, every single messenger showed up in, like, fucking wool, fleece, like, wicking undergarments, you know, like, the wicking socks, like, you know, I had the sweet wicking, like, top on and everything. And then, like, it, like, kind of sort of maybe sprinkled and was, like, 60.
Hmm.
So, as a result, every messenger in the city carried an additional 5 pounds of extra layers in their bag all day long. Because the sky looked like sudden death, and like you heard that there was going to be sudden death all day long, so you didn't want to like ditch it back at base.
Yeah.
So like you had all this extra fucking heavy gear with you all day long, and it just really fucking sucked. And just like to say, you know, because you know the thing is like everyone says like, well, why don't you wear a raincoat? Well, let me tell you, fucking being outside 8 hours in the day on a bike, fucking crawling up hills, like sprinting all over the place, a raincoat does not keep you dry.
Yeah, it doesn't keep you dry.
Like, you're going to get wet just because you're sweating. Like, you need stuff that's going to be warm while it's wet. And, like, all that fucking shit, the fucking cotton, all that crap doesn't work. You need to wear, like, polyester, wool. Those are your two options.
Yep.
But anyway, like, yo, shouts, fucking Decoder, have a good fucking night. You know?
Yeah.
Come back Monday and save us from our fucking abysmal hole that I'm digging right now.
Yeah, fucking shouts to everyone. Shouts to Nick84 for writing show notes. Eventually, the webpage will have show notes on it.
Oh, yeah. There's that test page. I haven't even worked on it. I'll work on it this weekend. Hopefully by Monday. I'll actually say that, like, right now. Maybe I'll actually do it. So, I don't know. What are we closing with, music-wise?
Well, since Decoder ain't here, I'm fucking taking over, and I'm playing fucking the greatest band of all time, The Beatles.
All right.
Yeah, so okay. As always, wrong one. What's the slogan of the show?
You know, we don't really have one. We were doing the whole, like, the real conspiracy is the official story, but this just kind of sounds chintzy.
Okay, well, in that case, our closer tonight is later. Late.
Late.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Forever.